Unto Jesus be glory, honor, and praise. Majesty, kingdom, authority, flows from his throne unto his own.
Come, O God, to glorify you. One God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. What a wonderful God you are. And we want to give you the praise and glory for all that you do. May we serve you faithfully, not just today, but throughout our lives. We thank you for your world. We pray for all in authority, give them wisdom. We pray for all in need. Lord, we thank you for the very many people and organizations who are there to help people in need. Today, Lord, we pray for each one of us here. You know us, you know our families, you know our friends, you know our plans for the future. Lord, we want to walk day by day with Jesus. Forgive us for the mistakes we make. Help us to be loyal at all times. And Lord, we want to pray especially today for Brian, who on Tuesday has a very special investigation at hospital. It was a surprise, Lord, but you know all about it. And we pray that you would be with him while he waits for that investigation. And we pray, Lord, that the result might be favorable. So, Lord, I undertake for him. And Lord, you know what the future lies. We have no secrets from you, but we love you, we adore you, and we want to serve you with all the strength that we have. So, Lord, would you continue to be with us? You know the plans that we're making for the future. Lord, we pray that your will might be done. Lord, it's important that it's not our will, but it's yours. Also, Lord, we need to be empty of self and full of the Spirit. So as a church and as individuals, fill us with the fire of the Spirit, Lord, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Say the family prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In some cases, or in part of today's message, could I suppose say it's part of a personal testimony. When I look at the next song, all I once held dear, well, it certainly wasn't God, but God made that great change when he entered my life. All I once held dear, built my life upon. All this world reveres and wars to own. All I once thought gain, I have counted loss, spent and worthless now, compared to this, knowing you, Jesus. Knowing you, Jesus, knowing you.
my joy, my righteousness, and I love you, Lord. Oh, we knew Jesus. No, we knew there is no greater thing. You're my all, you're the best. You're my joy, my righteousness, and I love
Bible reading is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1-22. Where I see it, the whole chapter. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myth. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time for my departure is near. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly, for Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me, and has gone to Thessalonica, Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me, yet Mark, and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carthage at Troas, and my scroll, especially the parchments. Alexander, the metal worker, did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed, and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack, and will bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers and sisters. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you all.
Thank you very much. Lovely names. I'm sure I wouldn't have gotten them right. Well,
no. That's why I gave it to Dream.
Right, and our next song. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure.
To his song, his anthem praise.
I simply want to join the Fellowship of Revival Life. I'm not going to be doing anything, just going to worship with them. It changed for me instead of standing out in front. But it also means I will be worshiping in fellowship with some other people who were also accused, like me, but weren't even told. I just want there to be an air of love and reunion among us. They haven't, the criticism haven't divided us because they didn't know anything about it until recently. But there we are. I just feel that it's time for me to spend just a time of worship with them and let them know that I love them and the Lord loves us all. Paul's last words. I've got three thoughts for you. Number one is preach the word. Number two is fulfill your ministry. Number three is be diligent and faithful. So the first one, very special one for me, preach the word. Verse two, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. Those were the words on my baptismal card when I was baptized in Chatsworth in December 1960. And I looked at the words afterwards and I thought, poor Frank, that's the pastor. He must be nutty. He must be mad. Preach the word. Why is he putting it on mine? And with great patience. I wasn't a patient person. I got to know and love Frank and his wife and his four daughters, but I didn't like his words. I really thought with a church of what? 200 congregation every week at least, probably many more. I think he's got the wrong person. That was what he said, and that was what he believed. And so that verse became, in the end, one of the most special verses in Scripture for my life ever since. And dear Frank came to my induction at Tasso in Fulham. He came again to my induction at West Ely. He came again to my induction at Salem. And I think, bless his heart, he said then to Eunice, I hope he's not going to move on to any more churches, because by then he'd retired. But he was a fantastic evangelist. He started just by preaching on the sand in Wales. And he took the BU exam later and qualified as a minister. He became president of the LBA. He became president of the Baptist Union. But he wasn't a man of, he wouldn't have called himself a great scholar. But for him, God to share the love of Jesus. And that was what his whole ministry was built upon. He didn't like having to have his sermon printed on special presidential occasions simply because he wanted to be free with the flow of the Spirit. And when he gave me his address to go to the baptismal classes before the actual baptism, he gave me a little card, visiting card, with his address on one side, and on the back were four things. And they were 4 points of his message when over 40 people came forward in the spot. Now, some people couldn't do that, but the Lord used him and used his gifts as were appropriate. The Lord knew Frank. Frank is now with the Lord, and we will never forget him, to be honest. But a man who knew what he was talking about. I thought you were 90. No. He saw something that I didn't know. And I never thought I'd stand up in public and speak to you. And yet, it just tells you that we never know what God has in store for us. How can we know? We need to be close to God in prayer. We need to listen. I know even when we started the IMPS, because the other organizations wouldn't lower their age. That letter, which I think I've shared with you before, to the leaders of the denominations, urged these organizations to lower their ages or start a new organization. Dr. Fisher, the Archbishop of Canterbury, oh, it's a great idea, Bruce, get on with it. He didn't quite say get on with it, but that's what he meant. We don't know what the Lord's going to stop for his friends. One thing is important, that when that door opens, whatever it is, we must follow through it. So, preach the word. That doesn't mean it's got to be a preacher. It means we've got to share the word, share the love, and everyone can and should be doing that. Number two, fulfill your ministry, verses 5-8. We see in verse 6 that Paul looked around to see what was going on. You know, it's important for us to know our circumstances, to see what is there waiting for us to do. People that can be comforted, people who need a word of encouragement, people who need help, whatever it is. Paul also look back. He looked back at his own life. He looked back at the way people had supported him. He also looked back and saw those who had deserted, those whose faith was not strong enough. It's always helpful, you know. We can learn from the past. Some people say, forget the past and move on. Well, move on, sir. Do we really want to forget the past? Isn't there lots there that we can learn from? Isn't there lots there that we can progress our own life? Because we realize that there is much that God has done in the past that is important to us. You may remember things like I did with that verse. See what God has done for you, and don't forget it. Go on thanking God for it. I thank God for the day that He gave me, if you like, such a spirit, because it needed movement in my life. I can tell you that. But there it is. And Paul looked ahead, let's say. He looked at the possibility of a great ministry among the Gentiles for his part. He knew that God's love was open to all. He knew that Jesus didn't just come for the Jews, the promised Messiah. He knew that Jesus came to bring everyone to God. And he sought in his whole ministry to do that. Yes, he suffered, but he was glad to suffer for the Lord. He knew that the Lord had suffered more than he had suffered. Jesus had died on the cross, ridiculed. As he looked ahead, he knew that that same Jesus was alive. He knew that as Jesus had promised, the Spirit was with him. And he knew that the Spirit would go with him until the end. So what did he want to do as he looked ahead? He wanted to leave with his final words all that he could to equip those that he was involved in. Then, number three, be diligent and faithful. Verses 9 to 22. Paul faced many, many difficulties, but they never stopped him. He had been let down, he'd been shipwrecked, he'd been put into a horrible Roman prison. And again, his concern wasn't for himself, oh no, no, no. His concern was for preaching the word so that Gentiles might indeed be saved. Paul would have agreed with John Wesley, who apparently said this: God buries his workmen, but his work goes on. Paul knew there was a time when he was going to be with the Lord himself, but he knew that God's work would go on. It would be easier, I suppose, if we were in a work being very successful, to think, well, God's got to keep me in this work. He can't do without me. I'm indispensable. But we're not. It's God that's working in and through us. And we've got to acknowledge that, perhaps first and foremost. We've got to let God be in charge. We've got to be diligent, yes. We've got to be faithful. But we've got to remember who it is that we are serving, who it is that we're walking, who it is that we're telling other people about. We've got to do it faithfully. And we've got to know this, that God renews our witness, our seeking to share the love of Jesus He will use that in accordance with his will. May not be the way that we want. Maybe that we've been praying sometime for someone and nothing seems to happen. We do the work. We're faithful. We continue steadfastly to pray for people and share the love of God. But if it doesn't go the way we want it to go, or in the time that we want it to be, we've got to accept that this is God's world. This is God's church. This is God's life. This is God's people. And he will do what he will do in his own time and in his own way. We, like Paul, have just got to be available, ready, and willing to serve our one. And I can tell you from experience, I have failed quite a few times. What's happened? The Lord has picked me up, forgiven me, and put me back on the road. That's how much his love is for us. And that is the love that Paul experienced also. God bless you all. Amen.
Amen.
I'll be here for this song. But, Richard, if I may, I'll stay for this song and I'll leave you to complete the meeting any way you feel it. All right? O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the work thy hands have made, and seize my soul, my Saviour God, how great thou art. How great thou art.
save me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then shall I bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul,
continue for as long as you would like him to, Lord. He has such a heart for you, and we really appreciate him and Eunice, and bless him, Lord. Bless both of them as they go, and may he enjoy and appreciate and be blessed by his time at the Everett Life. Thank you, Jilly. Thank you. May we say the grace together.
Well,
may the
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah.